Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Tuesday. The Packers will be out on the practice field this afternoon. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur later today, along with Aaron Rodgers. But right now, as always, it's time to talk to you fine folks, Packers fans worldwide, checking in the comment section on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Good to see everybody. Good morning, everybody. Starting with Vince, giving us a super chat. Vince, our defense going to see Jimmy G and say incentives? If a guy has an incentive in a playoff structure, it's a possibility. I like the idea, though. Lots of balls in jeopardy when you play Jimmy G. Got to get it. Jim, good morning. Go Pack, go. Gary, what's up, man? Red, don't laugh, but think King could match up with Kittle. Well, someone's got to, right? I wouldn't be surprised. They've done a little bit of that before. His length, height, athleticism, etc. Yes, I'd suspect on occasion we'll see that matchup. I don't think it'll be every single time, obviously. They'll rotate, but not out of the realm of possibility whatsoever. No question about it. I have to think they make Kittle part of the game plan in a way he wasn't down in Dallas. I can't imagine they go two games where they don't target him extensively. Darth, thanks for the super chat. Thankful for all you do in regards to the Packers to break up the monotony of the workday, Nags. Got to say, love that this game is Saturday night. Yeah, I've seen sentiments on both sides. Thanks for the kind words, by the way. As far as people wishing it was during the day, it is funny. On my Facebook page, I literally had someone say, oh, this is great. I live in Australia. It means I'll see it Sunday morning. This is perfect. And then the very next comment is someone saying, I got to work on Monday morning or Sunday morning. This is awful, blah, blah, blah. So, man, someone's going to be upset regardless. I'm thrilled that it's a Saturday night game. I can't wait. Hopefully we get to enjoy a nice, lazy Sunday after a victory. That's what I'm all about. Lizalicious, I don't think Jair should follow Debo. He lines up in the backfield too much. Not interested in Jair taking on linemen with that shoulder. You got to remember, though, Jair's not going to be out there unless they give the all clear. And if he's given the all clear, it's time to go. It's time to be physical. It's not time to worry about it. You know, I understand what you're saying. Undoubtedly, there's some risk in the sense of, you know, possibly re-injuring it, etc. But if he's cleared to go, he's cleared to go. You can't play scared. You can't sit there and go, oh, we don't take on that block or don't make that tackle. You want him out there 100%. That's part of what makes him great, is his physicality, his instincts, his ability to go get the ball carrier, or to blow up wide receiver screens like he did his rookie year in Minnesota. Those physical plays are part of his game. Now, to your initial point, I don't think they'll follow anybody. I think it will be kind of matching on sides. Maybe they'll kick him in. They will, I think, kick him inside every once in a while, depending on the call. But, yeah, I agree with you. I don't think it's a one-on-one, you follow him wherever he goes scenario. But if there's a running play and it's coming at him, game on, man. Take on whatever blocker. Make whatever tackle. That's the gig. And if he can't do that, he shouldn't be out there. So, I mean, again, I understand it. I completely get the trepidation. But if you're cleared, if McKenzie says he's good to go, he's good to go. And he's out there to ball 100%. No question. Pee-wee Pierre, thanks for the super chat. Hear me out. The Packers lose week 18 after winning 5 in a row. Packs seem to do well after a loss. Now we need 3 in a row instead of 9. Maybe I'm nuts. I remember having this conversation back in the day with Greg Bedard. I think it was in 2010, actually. Talking about how if you are on a long-ass winning streak, it's good to get a loss out of the way in the regular season prior to getting to the playoffs. Greg used to say that all the time, and I would always tell him, oh, that's BS, whatever. But I've come around like a decade later, kind of with you on that one. I think getting that out of your system, and we all know it's not, I mean, that Detroit game was hardly a real match, right? I mean, Packers pulled their starters at half. By the end of it, it was like a preseason game. So it's not like it was a true loss, but it's an L. You got to take it. You got to learn from it. Breaks up the streak, like you say, and now you have a reset. And you're coming off this bye. And also, speaking of byes, I've had a number of people in my mentions already leading up to this game. We're only a couple days into knowing who they're going to face, and people are, oh, the Packers don't do well off a bye. Packers don't do well off a bye. Packers don't do well off a bye in the playoffs. They've been to the NFC Championship game the last 2 years. You don't get to the NFC Championship game unless you win coming off a bye like they did last year. Come on, people. Come on now. Andrew, thank you for the super chat. If you were a DraftKings financial advisor, who would you start as your DFS captain? Dylan, Jones, Lazard, or 17? Go Pack Go. Download DraftKings. Thank you, Andrew. Thanks for the shout out for DraftKings. We'll get to them in a second. If I was a DraftKings, which one? Start as your DFS captain? That's, oh man. I know the temptation there is one of the running backs, but I got to go with 17 simply because we know Rodgers is going to feed him. And the 49ers ain't got anyone who can lock him down. I mean, they're going to have to roll coverage. They may even go Ravens on him, and it won't matter. They're going to, in this game, they're going to get the ball to Davante Adams. So, yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, Lazard is also tempting in the sense of if they do roll coverage and double or even at times triple team Devontae, that should leave plenty of opportunities for Lazard. But I got to, you know, the old adage, roll with your studs. I got to go with 17. That is my completely amateur, in no way expert opinion. Stanley, thanks for the super chat. Reckoning tour, not revenge. It's never been about revenge. It's about a reckoning. Chris, thank you for the super chat. Been a Pack fan since 1994. Saturday night will be my first ever playoff experience at Lambeau. I'm excited and nervous. Can't wait to lose my voice. Go Pack Go. Chris, have the best time. Soak it all in. Get there early. Have a ball, man. Hit up lot one during the day. I'm so envious. The first time ever, that's so great, dude. Have a ball. You're gonna have a great time. Go Pack, man. Jerry, thanks for the super chat. Sorry for so many Insta DMs. Just love this team. Never apologize. Look, I have people message me on Instagram all the time and on Facebook. If I don't respond, doesn't mean I haven't read it, or doesn't mean I'm not interested, or that you're bothering me in any way, shape, or form. I just get a lot, and I don't get anything compared to, like, you know, bigger names, but it is a lot, and I got a lot going on. So if I don't respond, I'm sorry. I try to, like, hit like or something as many times as I can, but you're never bothering me. It's never a bother unless you're, you know, being offensive, and then I'll just block you. Thomas, thanks for the super chat. Does Aaron Rodgers leave or retire if Green Bay loses? I mean, this game, like on Saturday night? Whoo, baby. We could be thrown into Rodgers watch that quickly. It's true. Oh, man. TBD. I suspect, yeah, they'll trade him. That's just me, though. And I know no one wants to hear that. Matt, thank you for the super chat. For everyone worried about the Saturday matchup, I posit that the Packers are a bad matchup for the 49ers, not the other way around. They're just two good football teams. I mean, that's what kind of blows my mind is, like, everyone's like, oh, God. Oh, no, the 49ers are coming. Like, yeah, and the 49ers have to go to Lambeau to play a really good football team in the Green Bay Packers. That's what happens in the divisional round. There ain't, it's not the wild card. This ain't super wild card weekend anymore, people. There ain't no cream puffs on the schedule. This ain't homecoming. These are good football teams playing some hard-ass football. Don't expect some blowout. I saw someone earlier in the chat saying, I just want to be up multiple scores in the second half and be able to relax. That ain't happening. Don't expect it. If it does, it'll be great. We'll throw a party. But more often than not, it's going to be fighting tooth and nail. That's the gig. But Matt, to your point, Packers are a bad matchup. There's no doubt about it. I mean, simply because of Aaron Rodgers. But I think their offense should be able to move the ball, no doubt. Sorry, guys. Chase, thank you for the super chat. If David Moore takes one to the house, fans will die. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? I think Lambeau would spontaneously combust. It'd be like hearkening back to the days of Desmond Howard taking it to the house against the 49ers in the playoffs. Come on. That would be amazing. I'd lose my mind. Are you kidding me? Alex, thanks for the super chat. I am very sorry for what I said that you made block me on Twitter. I don't think that's correct English. I'm a huge fan of yours and Cheesehead TV. Go Pack Go. Alex, I'll take a look, see what you said. Man, I don't block lightly. So you must have done something. I'm kidding. I block all the time for no reason. So let me take a look. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Lazard up playing MVS. Changed my mind. The last month or so, no question about it. You got to remember, though, MVS was out with injury and then came back. And now is out with injury again. He's been given more opportunities by the quarterback as well. And who knows why that is. But yeah, Lazard is having a great stretch. But you could also point to earlier in the season and say MVS was out playing Lazard. So what? It's good. It's a good thing when you got guys playing well. No need to denigrate other guys. I never understand that. I don't get it. JD, thank you for the super chat. 3 wins to complete the last dance. Aaron and Devontae will not be stopped. Fear no one. Play like champions. I like where your head's at. I like where your head's at, JD. That's what I'm talking about. Let's give a shout out to our good friends over at, look at this. We got the full thing. Shout out to our good friends over at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's right. The DraftKings Sportsbook app. People, look, I'm not going to waste your time with some written up nonsense. I'm just going to speak from the heart here. Just give it a try. If it's in your area, and I understand some of you live in a place where DraftKings Sportsbook app is not yet available. Looking at you, Wisconsin, get your stuff together. Come on. Give it a try. Download it. Use code Cheesehead. Just use the promo code Cheesehead. You get all sorts of great promo stuff, some free bets. Whether it's NFL, it doesn't just have to be NFL either. It can be basketball. It can be hockey. You can do DFS on the fantasy app. They're offering millions of dollars in prizes over on their fantasy app. But download this DraftKings Sportsbook app. Just give it a try and use code Cheesehead. That's code Cheesehead. As I think it was Andrew earlier, that man, the thing kicks ass, man. Have a great time. Talk to Oz here on the chat. He's won a bunch of money out there in Colorado. Give it a shot. Give it a try. Use code Cheesehead, though. I cannot impart that to you enough. Use code Cheesehead. The DraftKings Sportsbook app. Get it done, people. Come on. All right, let's get back to the chats here. Jeff, thank you for the super chat. Lambo at night. Is there anything better? Walking up the tunnel is so cool. Enjoy, newbies. It is awesome. I will say, I went to the Bears game, obviously, a couple, like, back in December, and I was there with Zabe, and we just walking in to when you go into our seats, that reveal. You know, I haven't had that in a long time. For the last kind of decade, when I go to the games, I sit in the press box. So it's which is still awesome. Don't get me wrong. I love that. But that feel of just walking in out of the tunnel into the bowl and seeing the lights and the crowd and the field, Packers on the thing. Oh, my God. It's so great. Yes, newbies, enjoy. Soak it up, man. Soder, what's up, man? What up, fellow Luddite? Thanks for the super chat. Physical Packer defense, got a power rusher with size. It is in Green Bay. It will be cold. What's not to like? I'm down with it. I know most fans that are worried would counter with missed tackles, bad angles, etc. We've been burned, Soder. We've been burned before. We all know the recipe for disaster. We've seen it play out way too many times at Lambeau, wherever, in the playoffs. So, yeah, we need fundamentally sound defense. Physical defense is great. I'm all for it. We need a fundamentally sound defense. Because as I keep saying, I talked about it with Andy Herman yesterday on Let's Talk Football. You know, this running attack of the 49ers obviously is no joke. They're going to get theirs. They're going to produce some yardage. The key is not to allow them cheap yards. When you arrive at the ball carrier, you wrap up and hang on for dear life and let the cavalry arrive and help you get them to the ground, because you cannot throw shoulders into these guys. You cannot try to arm tackle these guys. They are going to run through you or around you, in the case of Mitchell. But they are not guys who go down easily on first contact. You have got to be fundamentally sound. I'm going to preach it, and preach it all week. Is any word on Bosa? Nothing yet. I haven't seen anything other than he's still in the protocol. Probably get an update today. I'll probably get an update every day this week, but there hasn't been anything yet that I've seen. Now, maybe something's been out since I went live, but nothing to report on that regard. T-Man, thanks for the super chat. Is there any word on Za'Darius and Jair playing in this game, even on limited snaps? Haven't heard much. You haven't heard much because we haven't talked to coach yet and because they had a bye week. But we will hear from Matt later today. I suspect, Za'Darius was out of practice last week. He'll most likely, unless we hear differently, be out of practice today and for this week. I suspect it's all systems go. Now, I don't think that means he's going to start and play 100% of the snaps, but I do think we'll see something akin to what we saw in week one against the Saints, you know, 18, 20 snaps, somewhere around there. And as for Jair, that remains to be seen. We'll see. I know they had wanted to get him into the mix against Detroit, but he ended up on the COVID list. And then once he got off the COVID list, he only had one practice. So they kind of thought against that. But I would suspect he will be out there in some capacity as well. But we will start to get official word later this afternoon when we talk to Matt. Chuck it. Thanks for the super chat. Good morning, Aaron. We need to make the 49ers rush extra guys. How do you think their secondary matches up to our offense? It doesn't. That is a huge advantage for the Packers. What's interesting about the Niners is they do not, to your point, rush extra guys often. They very much rely on that four-man rush. They very much rely on winning on early downs to put you in third and long so their four-man rush can go to work. Obviously, that includes Bosa and company. But they are pretty smart. They are judicious, but very smart about when they do send heavy pressure or extra guys. They got Dallas real bad late in that game, the one where Dak had to roll to his right. And he actually made an amazing throw, close to complete to, I think it was Wilson up the right side. But when they do blitz, yes, there are opportunities there. They do not blitz a lot. They like to play coverage for the most part. Packers have to be patient. Yes, there are plenty of places and plenty of matchups that favor the Packers. Issue being, of course, is that the 49ers don't play straight up man a whole lot. They do some match. They do a lot of cover three buzz. They won't be leaving, you know, Devontae out on an island somewhere. You can bet he will be given plenty of attention. But, you know, across the board, Packers match up really well there. It's just going to be, you know, you have to stay as head of the sticks. You have to stay in second and third manageable because that pass rush is no joke. What gives me hope in that regard is if you look at the Rams game, Rams were able to get, you know, collapse the pocket a lot with a four-man rush. Obviously, they have Aaron Donald, Von Miller, etc. And Rodgers did a phenomenal job in that game of getting the ball out of his hands in rhythm, on time, quickly, prior to, you know, guys being in his lap, essentially, on a number of third downs in that game. I think this game is going to be similar. Obviously, you want to stay ahead of the sticks, but there will be times when you've got to stand in there and you've got to make the throw. And Rodgers has clearly shown the back half of this year that he's on fire when doing so. So yeah, it's a cat and mouse game. No question about it. Timbo Slice, thanks for the super chat. Do you think teams like Denver think they hire Hackett? He might bring Rodgers, Adams with? I don't know about Adams, but Rodgers is in play. No question about it. I mean, the Vikings thing, if he went to the Vikings and then they figured out a way to get Rodgers, I would lose my mind. I don't think that's ever going to happen, but Denver's a realistic possibility. Sure. Is that the key? Is that unlock something for them? No, it's all about the compensation and what they offer. But, you know, Rodgers does have the ability now to help drive that bus as far as the things that were talked about at the end of last summer. But, I don't think it's a monster difference maker. Accidental Hero, thanks for the super chat. If 12 brings a game, we win out. The complicated fellow set it up this way. Others could mitigate a 12 dud for a W, but 12 needs to bring it. Yeah, I mean, as this team goes, as Rodgers goes, nothing's much different in that regard over than it's been for the last decade or so. I will say I wish they would not leave it up to 12 so much. And that's not to denigrate Rodgers in any way, shape, or form. They have two really dynamic backs. I wish they would lean on them more. But for whatever reason, they want the ball in 12's hands, which, you know, it's not crazy. It's not an insane proposition. But the running game is your friend, especially when you're an older quarterback in the league. Run the ball. Use play action. Use that bootleg. Give your quarterback some help. It doesn't all have to be on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. Stanley, thanks for the super chat. I want to see KC do the famous hump on 49ers. Oh, Kenny Clark. Oh, man, that would be great if Kenny was lined up out wide and did a hump move. I'm like, on Trent Williams, I would lose my mind. Are you kidding? I would lose my mind. I'm excited. Kenny Clark in the playoffs? He's a beast, man. Can't wait. Tyler, thanks for the super chat. Can't find this online. Do you know if Lambeau has an in-stadium FM broadcast? Curious if I can tune into Wayne and Rock from the seats without lag. I believe so. I'll have to take a look around and I'll be when I check back tomorrow and I'll see if I can drop it a link in the chat. obviously don't know off the top of my head, but I believe so because I know I have friends who listen to the game. My friend Matt listens to the game when he goes. He goes all the time. But I don't know if it's FM. It might be AM. But anyway, I'll check it out. I'll find out for you, Tyler. Or somebody in the chat may know. Terry, thank you for the super chat. Sorry, guys. Packers drafted Josh Myers in the second round after getting bullied the last 2 years. Glad he is back to provide some added physicality for this run. Bullied the last 2 years? Terry, they had Corey Linsley, the best center in the game. I'm not sure I understand your police work there, but I am very happy to have Myers back. I think he's a much more physical presence on the inside than Lucas Patrick is at center. No doubt about it. Not that Lucas isn't a brawler, because he is. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. Do NFL officials get graded on performance? How do they decide what officiating crews get to ref the biggest games? They do get graded after every performance, for all that it matters. And of course, there's now, you know, now that they're in the playoffs, they have crews that are cobbled together. Although I know there's talk of like keeping crews together. It's a mishmash and it's awful. That's all I can tell you. It's as far as like which crews get the bigger games, you know, the league does look at the grades and puts the quote unquote best officials together for the playoffs and then in the Super Bowl. And once you've reffed one of the playoff games, you are done for the year until you and your crew may possibly get the Super Bowl, which I think we'll get an announcement here in like a week or two. But we'll see. Pony on offense. I'm with you, Adam. Jacob, thanks for the super chat. I also attended the Bears game as well as five others through the years, and it still felt like the first time walking out. Appreciate you, Nags. Go Pack, go. Thank you, Jacob. Thanks for the super chat, buddy. It's just a great feeling. Grafting Diamond, thank you for the super chat. Who are the NFL equivalent of Pep, Klopp, and Tuchel? Oh, man. I don't know. Man, that Chelsea match last week against City. Why you bring in? So, you know, forgive me, Packers fans. I gotta get this off my chest. Why you bring in this amazing striker, right? And then totally alienate him. And then you don't play him forever. And then you finally do play him. And then everyone's upset. Oh, well, he missed that one shot. The one breakaway he had. Lukaku, I'm talking about here. He, like, fires it. And, yeah, the keeper. But, and everyone's like, oh, that's why they brought him in. That's why they paid him all that money. Can we let him have more than one fucking opportunity? Can our genius manager maybe play the guy a little bit? The guy is a world-class striker who we, the likes of which we haven't had in fucking years. And then they don't play him. And I know he was coming off the ankle injury back in October. But that he's fine. He's fit. And they barely play him for the last, like, month. And then they finally play him. And then they get mad he misses one fucking opportunity. And by the way, everyone's golden boy, Pulisic's out there running around like a chicken with his head cut off, not doing anything. All right. I had to vent. I'm done, Grafting Diamond. You got it out of me. KJ, thanks for the super chat. Going to the game this weekend, any recommendation for game day food? Hitting up Kroll's Friday before it gets too crazy. Very smart. Game day food. I don't know, man. I'm sorry. I always eat at Banky's house, so I can't really recommend much around the stadium. Although I will say, if you walk around, if you go to Lot 1, people are grilling. They got tons of brats and burgers and stuff. People are very welcoming. If you're looking for a restaurant, I would stay away from the stadium, really. You know, I don't know. Maybe go to De Pere, somewhere around there. Like, just get away from the stadium. Because there's nothing great food-wise by the stadium as far as if you want a sit-down meal. That's not the day to do it. But yeah, the brats and burgers are always on offer on Lot 1. Man, people are really welcoming. Nikesh? Is that how I... Nikesh, thanks for the super chat. Kettle of Fish this Saturday. How early to get there? Also, is Three Monkeys a good Packers bar? Three Monkeys really isn't a Packers bar. It's a great place to hang and watch a game, though. Kettle of Fish, I don't know for sure, but I would suspect that Patrick is back to using the regulars, basically, for the playoffs, have lots of reserved spots, and that obviously fills up very quickly because the place is small. So I would call and ask Patrick about attendance for the game Saturday night, because I would suspect that there ain't a lot of room. Once they get to the playoffs, it's really, really hard to find a spot. That said, it's kind of like a standing room only thing. I think they do have, typically they do have a couple spots left over, but then the line is like insane to try to get those spots. So I would say get there like yesterday. I don't know, but seriously though, call Patrick at the bar and ask about the policy, because I know in the past, I don't know what it is now, things are different, COVID, what have you, but I know in the past, in the playoffs, they have like tokens or some kind of ticket for regulars who get them prior to the playoffs starting, so that when the playoffs arrive, they've got spots reserved. So just be sure to find out. Either call them or check on their Facebook page. I know they're on Facebook. You can message them there. I would hate to tell you to, oh yeah, just get there really super early, and then you can't, there's like no way you can get in. Just don't want to waste your day like that. Smallsish, thanks for the super chat. This is one of those football shows. Ish, I would say. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, on one of those football type shows. Please hit like. Hit subscribe, tell your friends, and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.